Grace, mercy, and peace are indeed yours from God your Father, and in from and through his Son, your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As you might have noticed by reading the front side of the bulletin, we are having a three-part series on the second article of the Creed, especially with regard to Luther's explanation. And today we focus on the identity of Jesus Christ. Next Thursday, on the work of Jesus Christ, and finally, the following Thursday, on the meaning of all this for you and for me. Put yourself back in the 1950s. Now, I know that most of you were not born then. Indeed, most of your parents were not born then. But just imagine that you were a kid back then. You're sitting in front of a small 13-inch diagonal screen inside a huge piece of furniture made out of the heaviest wood. You are watching a new technological marvel called the television. Your favorite show was on. You and your siblings were riveted by it. It was a Western. A man on a horse gallops into an old dirt street town, finds out who the bad guys are, hunts them down, shoots them up, saves the day, saves the community. Why, everything happens so fast that no one even knows who this man is. Fortunately, toward the end of the episode, the camera moves to the man, who is now wearing a black mask. He is on a white horse. Someone in the crowd says, "Who is that?" As the horse rears up and the hero rides off, another person in the crowd says, "He's the Lone Ranger." Identity unknown becomes identity known. Maybe you too have had questions about identity. You know, you can't remember the name of the person that you're talking to. Or perhaps you are talking to your spouse at the grocery store while gazing at the soups, only to turn around and see that your spouse is way down the aisle by the pineapple, and you are turning around and seeing that you're talking to some stranger about the soups. Yes, questions of identity can even be sometimes embarrassing. Fortunately, the identity of Jesus Christ is clearly set forth in our text for today, not only in the first chapter of Romans, but also in the second article of the Apostles' Creed, and also in Luther's explanation of the biblical passages and creed. Looking at all of these, there is really no question about Jesus' identity. 100% man, 100% God. Our logic and reason have trouble understanding this. It's really impossible to understand. How can something be black and white at the same time? How can something be totally oil and totally water? Or for you seminary students, how can something be 100% wine while 100% beer? Only by the Spirit's work can we understand and believe that Jesus is in fact true God and true man. Otherwise, this is unfathomable to us. But God's word tells us that it is true. Therefore, it is true. And therefore, this is Jesus, true man and true God. In Romans, Jesus tells us today who he is. He's descended from David, in the words of the text, according to the flesh. But he's also the very Son of God, according to the Holy Spirit. Paul goes on to say that Jesus is Lord. Even though his identity is difficult to understand, that identity is for us. Jesus is Lord and Savior for us, 100% man, 100% God. Paul continues in his writing in Romans that Jesus comes to save you and save me. Clearly, the identity of Jesus is being stated, revealed, pronounced, and announced to you and to me. The Apostles' Creed also makes this very clear. It confesses that Jesus Christ is the Father's Son, that he was miraculously conceived by God, the Holy Spirit, himself. There is no question of identity here. Jesus is divine, a person in and of the Holy Trinity. And the Creed doesn't want us to forget Jesus' humanity because it proclaims that Jesus is born of a virgin, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and then buried. His human nature as well as his divine nature are proclaimed. Finally, our father and dear brother in the faith, Martin Luther, confirms and restates that which is in the scriptures and the creeds. Jesus is true God. Jesus is begotten of the Father from eternity, but also Jesus is true man, born of the Virgin. Luther gets it right. He says all that scripture and the creed says, and nothing more, and certainly nothing less. He correctly identifies Jesus. There is no question of identity of Christ in Luther's mind. Well, the Pharisees and the scribes, the crowds, and even the apostles just didn't get it. Even though Jesus clearly sets forth his identity, they don't have a clue. It's as if President Obama walked into a room, talked to a group of 20 people, then left, and the people said, "Who was this guy?" No. There was a certainty of identity with Jesus. Unfortunately, many in our culture today really don't understand who Jesus is. The Mormons, the Jehovah's Witnesses, say that Jesus was not God, that he was perhaps firstborn, but not God with the Holy Spirit and the Son. Many Protestant bodies today say that Jesus is locked up in heaven, so can't have a physical bodily presence now. Many nominal Christians are really confused, saying that Jesus is only an on-call God, a God who is available when man is having troubles and we need to ask him to come in and intervene, the on-call God. Many people deny the divinity of Jesus, but do admit that he was just a wonderful example, admirable, wonderful example of moral living. And we too, if we're honest with each other, sometimes forget that Jesus is truly both God and man, 100% of each. It's the fallen nature, the old Adam that we carry around on our back that sometimes allows us to slip into error. The truth is, since Jesus is God and man, that there can be salvation. And there can't be salvation unless he is both God and man. How could it be that there was salvation for all of mankind unless there was someone bigger than mankind, Jesus? And how is it that there could be payment for human sins unless there was a man, Jesus, who atoned for mankind's sin? Don't be concerned if you can't figure all of this out. You are not saved by your ability to analyze or parse the two natures of Christ, nor are you saved by your ability to pass Gospels 1 or Confessions 6. You are saved by Jesus, true God and true man. He redeemed you. He baptized you. He feeds you. He freely reveals to you that he is true God. The Lone Ranger, the savior of that western town, might ride off into the sunset, trying to hide his identity, However, to speak in Western terms, Jesus circles the wagons, comes right back into town where we live to live there forever. And he lives there with us forever and forever and forever. Amen.